Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors. In Huron County Circuit Court today, Judge Frill sentenced Rita Rose King for domestic violence third offense. King entered a no contest plea on February 2nd. Her defense attorney requested leniency, citing the negative impact of King's incarceration on her three children, two of whom are nonverbal autistic. King's husband, Raymond King, also addressed the court, supporting her return home and acknowledging his own mental health issues. The prosecution highlighted King's history of domestic violence and assaultive behavior. The judge noted the current offense involved an alcohol bottle and intoxication, questioning King's consideration for her children at the time of the incident. The court imposed a sentence of 24 months probation and 320 days in county jail. Of this, 150 days must be served up front, with the remaining time held in abeyance. The judge warned that any probation violation, particularly related to domestic violence, would result in prison. Also in Huron County, in Judge Frill's Circuit Court, Heath Dale Stein appeared before the judge regarding a motion to remove or reduce his statutory community service. Stein, who is on disability, making physical community service difficult, he reported past attempts at community service were unsuccessful due to a physical limitations. The probation officer confirmed receiving medical documentation supporting Stein's conditions and noted that the Thumb Regional Sobriety Court had already waived 40 hours of his community service due to these medical issues. The officer stated efforts are underway to find suitable, less physically demanding alternatives for Stein, whose three-year probation term is set to conclude in December of 2027. The prosecuting attorney acknowledged the sobriety court's waiver but expressed reservations, citing previous difficulties with medical documentation from Stein in an unrelated case, suggesting a pattern of prolonging matters. The prosecution deferred the decision to the court's discretion. The court reserved its ruling on the motion. The judge noted that the statute mandates community service, stating it shall be performed. While respecting the sobriety court's decision, the judge clarified that this community service requirement differ from the court's. Stein was instructed to continue adhering to his probation terms and to work with the probation officer to explore potential alternative programs. Stein is currently performing excellent on probation and is in phase three of his program. When we come back from this Courtney Manor sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
This is Tina Chambers, administrator at Courtney Manor. If you're looking for a place where your loved one will feel truly cared for, look no further. At Courtney Manor in Bad Axe, we offer a warm, comforting environment where both long-term care and short-term rehabilitation are provided with kindness and compassion. We understand that it's hard to make these decisions, and we want you to feel at peace knowing your loved one is in the best hands. We have been serving the families of Huron County for years, and we're proud to be a part of your journey, offering personalized care in a place that feels like home. We provide more than just care. We provide comfort, dignity, and a safe space where every resident is treated like family. From our professional staff to our home-like living environments, we're all about you. We're committed to making sure that you can rest easy, knowing your loved one is surrounded by compassion and caregivers who treat them like their own. At Courtney Manor, you'll find the peace of mind you deserve. Call us today at 989-269-9983. We'd love for you to visit, meet our team, and see how we can help. The choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, continuing with your local news. During the last City of Croswell meeting, Emergency Medical Services Director Tim Nijemeyer resigned and will be taking another position. Regarding EMS, its facility will soon be getting an upgrade. Approval was given to repair and resurface the facet of EMS building at 11 Wells Street in San Luis County. The plan is to open and review the bids on Wednesday, April 29th, that have been received to do that work. Also, the Croswell City Council will meet at 7:30 p.m. tomorrow evening, April 21st, Tuesday, instead of today, and the April downtown development meeting has been canceled. The next one will be on May 21st at the Croswell Community Center. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors.